What does it mean to follow Jesus? We're going to talk about this plus lots more on this episode of the Gary Zimek Show. You know the deal. Stay where you are because here we go. Welcome. Come on in. Make yourself at home. My name is Gary Zimek. Great to be back with you here for another week of the program on Blog Talk Radio. I had an exciting weekend. Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm still recovering. I took a nap today, but I'm still tired, but it was a fantastic weekend. Eileen, the girls, and I were in Fredericksburg, Virginia over the weekend to speak at the IHM National Catholic Homeschool Conference. What a great experience. If you happen to be at the concert and the conference and we got a chance to meet, it was a pleasure, let me tell you, because I love getting out there and meeting. I love getting out there and meeting listeners and hearing people or talking with people who think the way that we do. Those of us who listen to the show, we think a little bit differently than the vast majority of people in our day-to-day encounters, right? And it's a good thing when we meet somebody who thinks alike and who believes in the Lord as we do and who really has a strong devotion to Jesus. It's nice to meet people like that. So thank you for, if you came out to the conference, thank you for coming out. It was a great opportunity. Yesterday, Eileen and I got to speak at the Sacred Heart Women's Communion Breakfast, which is in Riverton, New Jersey. That just happens to be our parish, so that was extra special. So there was so much that went on this weekend, but it really is great to be back here with you for another week of the program. We are going to talk about what it means to follow Jesus. And if you recall, you don't have to think back too far to remember hearing this at yesterday's Mass. The Gospel talked about what it means to really follow Jesus and to not make excuses. Well, that Gospel from yesterday's Mass came from the writings of the evangelist Luke. But today, on the other hand, we are going to look at Matthew's version of the same story. What's the church trying to tell us? Well, there's a good chance the church is trying to tell us that this is really important, that if we're going to follow Jesus, we have to be serious about it and we have to stop making excuses. We will chat about it. And in addition, I've also realized before the program started, I was sitting here reflecting on the fact that it's Monday, and every Monday I dip into the Catechism of the Catholic Church, specifically looking at the compendium of the Catechism, which is the question and answer version, and realizing that I just love presenting the teachings of the Church. We've been talking about prayer. Today we'll, time permitting, talk a little bit about the prayer that Jesus taught us, the Lord's Prayer or the Our Father. That's a tremendous prayer, one that can easily be taken for granted. But I love doing these shows because if you want to know Jesus, as I'm sure you do, because you wouldn't listen to the show if you had no desire to know Jesus. And a lot of times what happens is we think that it's not really possible to know Jesus. I can read about him. I could hear the stories of his miracles. But knowing him, I don't know how to do that. Well, that's one of the reasons I wrote my latest book, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps. But if you want to get to know Jesus, one of the greatest things that you can do is really understand, or really seek to understand the teachings of his church. That's why I love dipping into the catechism. And I'm trying to decide what we'll do next week. Provided we get all of this done today, I'm not really sure we'll finish it today. We may have to go into next week. But I really like this segment, and I think it's important. I do a lot of speaking about overcoming anxiety. I talk about various aspects of the Catholic Church. But I think one of the most critical things that we need to do as Catholics is make sure that we know what our church teaches, right? We need to know that the teachings of the church founded by Christ, especially if we profess to be Christians. Because we'll get questions. People will say, you're a Christian? Tell me about this or tell me about that. So it's an important element of what I do here. And I think I'll have to continue that in some way on Monday. We might just start at the beginning of again. We might look into other things. But it's funny. If you've ever tried to read the Catechism, I want to assure you that it could be a difficult read. But make sure you get a copy of it. get yourself a copy of the Catechism, get the compendium of the Catechism, and try to read it gradually. And don't be upset if you read it once or twice or three times and there are still some things that don't sink in. I don't know how many times I've read it, and I've used it for a lot of reference questions. But each time I read it, something new jumps out at me. That happens because the Holy Spirit moves you along gradually, and it doesn't, you don't necessarily have this desire to take on the entire teaching of the Catholic Church overnight. That's what happens. It's a gradual process, and the Holy Spirit will move you along gradually. What might be important to you this year might not be important to you next year. Something that might not mean anything to you this year might be really critical to you next year. So take it gradually, and that's what I've done. I've read the Catechism numerous times, and I continue to read it, and I love it. But each year, or each several months that I read it, I get something else out of it. So continue to make sure you have a copy or you know where to find it online, okay? And give it time. Be patient and gradually continue to keep at it each day. Learn more about what the Catholic Church teaches. And I'll tell you what, you are going to be really blessed by doing that. And if you have any questions, you can always ask me and you can hang out with me. We can do it here together. But that's the way I feel. So I really love doing it. We will talk about that if we have time today. Let's see, anything coming up? I am headed to Tampa, Florida. So if you're in the area, I'm making three different appearances down there. So that'll be next week. I believe it's next Wednesday. I hop on a plane and fly down to Tampa. Full details can be found on my website, followingthetruth.com. And I guess that's about it, other than wanting to thank you for the donations you've been sending in, for your purchases using the Amazon link on my website, from your purchase of Mystic Monk Coffee. You're helping me out. You're keeping me going. I'm grateful. Please, you know the deal. The summer is tough, so if you could help me out and continue to keep me going through the summer with my full-time ministry, I'd be very grateful. And if you don't know this, I mentioned it a few times, I'll mention it again. What I have planned, God willing, in September is for the sixth year in a row to do total consecration to Jesus through Mary. If you've heard about it, if you wanted to do it, now's your chance. If you want to renew your consecration, as is recommended by St. Louis de Montfort, now's your chance. This year, it's going to be unlike anything I've ever done in the past. I'm going to be using different methods and using St. Louis de Montfort's guidelines to come up with a combination of methods. Again, I want to make sure that it doesn't become too familiar. And I think that can happen sometimes. This process of preparation for total consecration can become too familiar and we just go through the motions. I don't like that. Jesus doesn't like us to do that. So we're going to shake things up a bit. This year we'll use Father Gately's method. We'll use the method originated by the Montfortian Fathers. We use some other books that I have, so we're just going to combine them all together and come up with what I think is a very unique preparation for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. If you want to make sure that you're on board and you know all the details, sign up for my email mailing list at followingthetruth.com and make sure you tune in here every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio, on iTunes, and on TuneIn Radio. So you do that, we'll be set. Okay, you're going to take a sip of my beverage du jour. You know, it's interesting. I know my beverage du jour, but I don't know yours. See that? You and I have a relationship. We come here every night. We have our coffee, but I don't know what you're drinking every night. I don't know if you have a snack, so if you ever want to share that with me, feel free. Gary@followingthetruth.com. Let me know what you like to partake in when we do this show. My beverage du jour today, I'm going to take a sip out of my Mother Angelica coffee mug. So I probably gave it away. Now you know I'm drinking coffee. What kind of coffee? Mystic Monk dark chocolate coffee. You know how I feel about Mystic Monk coffee, the greatest coffee you'll ever drink. If you want to check it out for yourself, visit followingthetruth.com and click on the Mystic Monk image. You know, I've been mentioning this a lot lately. I've been asking for donations. I've been asking for new monthly sponsors. I've been asking for one-time donations. And I've also been trying to help you remember the fact that I have an Amazon link on followingthetruth.com. Well, you're really helping me. And I know so many people shop from Amazon.com. Just by using that link, whenever you go to Amazon, you get your same prices, you get the same products, but it results in a little bit of a profit for me. Well, profits have been up, and really it's not a lot, but every little bit helps to fund the work that I do and to keep this show free of charge. That is one of the simplest ways that you can support my work. Just by using that link on followingthetruth.com every time that you shop at Amazon. If you would continue to do that, I would really, really appreciate it. And if you could let your family members and your friends know, that would be wonderful. So thank you in advance. And please keep that in mind. Amazon, Mystic Monk Coffee, donations, all at followingthetruth.com. And whatever you do, please don't forget to send your prayers my way. I will continue to pray for you. No doubt about that. I pray for everyone who listens to this program. And if there's any time you need extra prayers, always feel free to shoot me an email at gary@followingthetruth.com. Okay, let's get started with one of the most powerful features of every show that we do, the time when we speak to our Father in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing us with the gift of a new day. Thank you for sending us your Son, Jesus, to rise from the dead and open the gates of heaven so that we may be able to live with you forever. Father, we struggle with so many things. We struggle doing the right thing. Please help us. Please stir up the gifts of the Holy Spirit in us so that we may be led to do what you want us to do. Father, we lift up our families, our friends, those around us, our co-workers. Help them. Help them to draw closer to you. And please use us in any way you need us. Use us to build up your kingdom. We're blessed to be able to perform that function for you. Just let us know what we can do and grant us the grace to be able to be willing to follow you and to listen. Father, please bless and help those who are sick today, those who are anxious, those who are lonely, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who are dealing with addiction, those who are battling religious persecution or dealing with extreme weather conditions. Please help those who are struggling financially or who might be homeless or living in extreme poverty. Father, we ask that you accept our own personal intentions and take care of them in the best way possible. I ask that you take over this show for me, that you speak through me, that you use my voice and my words to proclaim your message. Please bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. Please put an end to abortion. Please increase vocations. And please inspire our government leaders to always follow your will and not their own will. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Now we turn to our Blessed Mother, as we do every day on the program, and we ask for her help, as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. And Saint Cyril of Alexandria, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks for praying with me. Always a great way to start off the show, don't you think? Saint Cyril of Alexandria, it's his memorial today. It's an optional memorial, which means that it doesn't have to be celebrated at Mass, at daily Mass. But let me tell you a little bit about Saint Cyril. He's a bishop of Alexandria in Egypt. He's remembered in the East as the pillar of the faith. In his writings, he conscientiously cited the church fathers, in particular, St. Athanasius. He urged the heretical bishop Nestorius to revise his erroneous Christology. With fatherly sternness, Cyril reminded Nestorius, it's essential to explain the teaching and interpretation of the faith to the people in the most irreproachable way, and to remember that those who cause scandal, even to only one of the little ones who believe in Christ, will be subjected to an unbearable punishment. The Council of Ephesus in 431 confirmed Cyril's condemnation of Nestorius's Christology. St. Cyril died in 444, and we ask St. Cyril to pray for us. As I was reading that biography, it really, something jumped out at me, and I want to share this with you. This idea of misleading the little ones, the people who might not know as much as we do. I'm going to be honest with you here. You and I have the responsibility of sharing the one true faith with everyone around us. Now, there are times we don't want to come on like gangbusters all the time and hit them over the head with our Bibles and our catechisms. You got to use a little prudence, a little common sense. And that prudence helps you to know when the time to share your faith is and how, to what extent. And that's where the Holy Spirit can help us. But we have that obligation. That's why, in order for us to be able to share it, it's necessary that we what? That we know it. I can't share something that I don't know. So, if I want to share Jesus Christ and His church with those around me, number one, I got to know Christ. And number two, I have to know what His church teaches. That's why we learn what we do. We grow closer to Christ first, and we share what we know and share Christ with others after that. It's twofold. It's not just about us. It's about sharing it. If we mislead people, not just by giving them bad doctrine, but if the way we're living our life is contrary to what the church teaches, in other words, I preach a lot, I carry a Bible around, but I watch pornography, I don't go to Mass on Sunday, I use horrible language, I cheat on my income taxes, I do all kinds of other bad things, I get drunk, I mean, all these things, it doesn't matter what we preach, it matters what we do. You've got to do both. So if we're setting bad examples for our kids, for our coworkers, for our friends, for our spouse, watch out. And you know me, I care about you. That's why I'm telling you this on this program. I'm not going to hold back when it comes to this. You better believe it. It's critical that you set a good example. Because if you know better and you're misleading others by the way you live your life and the things you say, you're going to be judged. And nobody's going to be with you. There will be no excuses. When I hear things like this, it shakes me up. Because I know that I need to work on a lot of things in my life. And that's why we should each day pray for the grace to do better. For the grace to be enlightened by the Holy Spirit as to our sins. And then the grace to overcome them. Okay, it's twofold. You know where your problems are. Then you ask for help. Every day. Because we're called to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. We can't do that on our own, but we've got to try our best. Okay. Every now and then I get a little bit serious because, let's face it, the world is nuts. The world is nuts. We heard another decision by the Supreme Court of the United States today striking down this Texas abortion law. We better wake up. It hit me. I can't be responsible for someone who is doing something evil and in some way supporting abortion or procuring abortions, whatever it is, and so many other things in the world. I can't make them change their behavior. But if I'm not praying for them, if I'm not fasting, if I'm not speaking out, if I'm not sharing the truth with others, then that's on me. And you know what? And this is the thing, and this hit me at church today, and I'm guilty of this. Sometimes we get a little self-righteous. Those of us who are pro-life and who believe that abortion is murder, we get a little self-righteous. And we start thinking, yeah, those people, I wouldn't want to be them. They're going to have to answer. Well, you know what? Those people, if they go to hell, we might be held responsible because there's something we can do. And, you know, I don't like to shake you up, but this is what the Holy Spirit gave me today, and I want to pass it along. So what do? We pray. Just make sure you pray for all the evil that's going on in the world. Because you're going to hear these first readings. We've heard a lot of them over the past few weeks. The message is always the same. If the people do what God wants, everything goes smoothly. Once they start worshiping idols and doing evil, God slaps them around big time. Look at the world. Look at the way people believe. Look at the candidates who are running for president of the United States. We should be concerned. We should be concerned because of the way that most people in the world think today. You look at the gospel, you look at what's going on in the world, you see a huge difference. Make sure you pray, make sure you speak out, make sure you fast, make sure you set a good example, all right? Because we want to make sure that not only do we not get judged in a negative way someday, we want to make sure that we can prevent people from going to hell. That's a horrible punishment. All right, so make sure you do that. Okay, any questions, you know where to find me, Gary@followingthetruth.com. I'd love to come to your parish and speak. I'd love to speak at your conference, lead a retreat, lead a parish mission. I do all of those things. You can find out more information about the work that I do and look at some video samples of my talks by visiting my website, followingthetruth.com. Mass readings for Monday of the 13th week in Ordinary Time. We read from the book of the prophet Amos today in the first reading, chapter 2, beginning in verse 6. Thus says the Lord, "For three crimes of Israel and for four I will not revoke my word, because they sell the just man for silver and the poor man for a pair of sandals. They trample the heads of the weak into the dust of the earth and force the lowly out of the way. Son and father go to the same prostitute, profaning my holy name. Upon garments taken in pledge, they recline beside any altar. And the wine of those who have been fined, they drink in the house of their God. Yet it was I who destroyed the Amorites before them, who were as tall as the cedars and as strong as the oak trees. I destroyed their fruit above and their roots beneath. It was I who brought you up from the land of Egypt and who led you through the desert for 40 years to occupy the land of the Amorites. Beware, I will crush you into the ground as a wagon crushes when laden with sheaves. Flight shall perish from the swift, and the strong man shall not retain his strength. The warrior shall not save his life, nor the bowman stand his ground. The swift of foot shall not escape, nor the horseman save his life. And the most stout-hearted of warriors shall flee naked on that day, says the Lord." What's the message? The message is this: you forget about God, and you're going to be in trouble. That's the bottom line. You're going to suffer in this life because you're going to be miserable and not have the peace that goes along with the Lord, with the relationship with the Lord. You're going to not please Him, because if you forget about Him, that doesn't please Him. You're going to become proud, because the more you forget about God, the more you think that everything that you accomplish is all because of you. Oh yes, it's my hard work. It's my persistence. It's my work ethic. Well, you know what? Without the gifts that the Lord gives you, you wouldn't have any of that. We can't forget about the Lord. And the reason that I get so passionate about this is because look throughout history what happens when the people forget the Lord. You can't do it. So make sure that you remember to pray each day and you thank the Lord when you wake up in the morning for giving you another day. You even thank Him for your problems. I know it's hard, but those problems are designed to help you in some way. You may never know how, but in some way, they are given to you to help you to get to heaven. Take advantage. Ask the Lord for the guidance, for the Holy Spirit's intervention in your life, to know what lesson He's trying to teach you. Psalm 50, "Remember this, you who never think of God." Wow, right? A bit of a slap in the head there. "Why do you recite my statutes and profess my covenant with your mouth, though you hate discipline and cast my words behind you? When you see a thief, you keep pace with him, and with adulterers you throw in your lot. To your mouth you give free rein for evil, you harness your tongue to deceit. You sit speaking against your brother, against your mother's son you spread rumors. When you do these things, shall I be deaf to it? Or do you think that I am like yourself? I will correct you by drawing them up before your eyes. Consider this, you who forget God, lest I rend you and there be no one to rescue you. He that offers praise as a sacrifice glorifies me, and to him that goes the right way, I will show the salvation of God." You follow the Lord, you listen to what the Blessed Mother said in her final recorded words in sacred scripture and do whatever he tells you, you do that, you'll get to heaven. It really is that simple. You follow the Lord, you obey him, and you will make it to heaven. It's not that difficult. We make it a little more hard than it has to be. The Gospel today, Matthew 8, 18 through 22. When Jesus saw a crowd around him, he gave orders to cross to the other shore. A scribe approached and said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to rest his head." Another of his disciples said to him, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But Jesus answered him, "Follow me and let the dead bury their dead." All right, what's going on here? Every time I would hear this gospel, we heard it yesterday, we heard Luke's version, today's Matthew's version, I would cringe and think, wow, the Lord is really nasty. He's telling this guy who just lost his father that he can't even bury his father. Well, since the Jews would bury their dead very quickly, there's a good chance that when this man was saying this, "First, let me go bury my father," there's a good chance his father wasn't dead. Keep that in mind. This is an example of what we do every day. Make excuses. We're very good at making excuses. "Lord, I'll follow you when I have a little more time. Right now, it's just not a good time. I'm really busy. I'll pray more if this happens. Once my kids grow up, I'm going to give you plenty of the time of the day. I'll wake up, I'll pray, I'll get more involved in the church, but right now, I got a lot of things to do." You see what we're doing, don't you? Making excuses. Now, God doesn't want you to put service to him, like in the church, to charities, etc., ahead of your family. So if volunteering at church is going to negatively impact your family, that's not what he wants. It's not what he's calling you to do. If you have a young family, you take care of your family first. That's how you serve the Lord. But as far as prayer goes, what happens when you don't have time to pray? If you don't have time to pray, you're making excuses. Bottom line, listen to what Jesus is saying. And we have to stop making excuses. What can I do if I really am busy? I'm working hard. I got a lot of responsibilities at the office. Or I have family responsibilities. How can I pray? Two things. Number one, wake up a little earlier. Go to bed later if possible. Take a bathroom break if you have to. I mean, let's face it, you got to get creative. And pray while you're doing your chores, whatever it may be. It doesn't have to always involve a mini retreat. Prayer can be simple. Prayer can be a few minutes in the morning, throughout the day, and before you go to sleep. But if you don't pray, you're going to be miserable, and you're not going to have a good relationship with the Lord. You're just not. So make it a point to follow him, and not at the expense of the duties of your state of life. That's not what you're supposed to do. But we need to stop making excuses. Follow him where you are in the way that you can. If you have a long commute and yet your work from 8 to 5 or whatever it is during the day and you can't attend daily mass, well, then you can't attend daily mass. That's okay. The Lord understands that. But if you can get up Saturday and maybe go to an extra daily mass, if you could maybe stop at the Adoration Chapel and spend a little time with Jesus, if you could say some extra prayers throughout the day, that's what you do. There are ways to do it. We can't make excuses. We are so good at making excuses. Don't take it from me. Take it from Jesus. Ask the Holy Spirit to really convict you with these words and read these readings over again today. Don't put it off. Today, the present is all we have. I can't guarantee that I'm going to be here tomorrow, neither can you. All right, some tough talk today. I'm out of time. Didn't get to talk about the Lord's Prayer, but I wanted to mention these things because I thought they were important. We'll either hit it next week or I'll talk about it tomorrow. I'm leaning toward next Monday. If you have questions, Gary@followingthetruth.com. I've got to run. Remember, Jesus said, "Follow me." What excuses are you making? Stop the excuses. Follow him today, okay? Deal? All right. God bless you. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.